How many brothers and sisters did he come from? Papa.
Well, let's see. There's,
there was like 20-something with...
With that second
family. With the second family.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like 25 in the with the second family included.
Mm-hmm.
Were they, before they moved to Rockmart, and I assume they moved to Rockmart to work at the mill in Rockmart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before they went to Rockmart, did they work, live on a farm, or...
I don't know, really. Didn't ever hear him say anything about farming any of them.
Mm-hmm. But they did live in Rockmart, and most of his brothers and sisters worked in the mill.
Uh-huh. But those over in Rome, all those others of the other family, they had businesses of their own.
His other
brothers. His half-brothers.
Uh-huh. And, Pawpaw and you got married in 39.
And he worked in a Goodyear mill.
Uh-huh. What did he do there?
He, let's see now. What did he do?
Did he light work?
Frames. That's all there was to do. There was nothing else to do. You didn't have any choices.
Yeah.
You know.
Did he like working at the mill?
Oh, he did good working at the mill, you know. And then he got laid off. And then we bought a little cafe down there on Midway. And run it for a while. And wasn't making any money because it was people that went in the mill that bought you food.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd get in debt to you. Then they wouldn't come pay you. Neither would they come back to buy anything. And so you just had to, I mean, it was hard to look out after yourself if you didn't have a job like one of the mills.
Yeah. And then after you closed the cafe, what did y'all?
He went back to the mill. Got a job. He got a job over in, I don't know whether you've ever heard of this place or not. Cartersville, ACO,
mm-hmm.
ACO, Georgia. ATCO. It's right in the edge of Cartersville.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little mill over there. And
yeah.
This is what he did. And when World War II came, that's where we were, in a little house there. And Tommy and Dewey and all their children had come to eat with us for Sunday dinner. And I remember us buying 5 pork chops for Robert. Because he was always a hog. And so then when Dewey started to go out to his car to get in the car for them to leave, he flipped on the radio. The radio said, Pearl Harbor, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that was the first.
Okay. Did Pawpaw get drafted or did he volunteer?
He volunteered.
Volunteered.
He volunteered before the draft.
Okay. He was in... He went overseas, and he worked on tanks.
Yeah, he worked. He had the highest spec number the Army gave out on automotive, you know, high tech automotive
mm-hmm.
equipment.
How many years was he gone?
Oh, I guess it was about 3 years. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, the 3 years that he was gone, what did you do back home?
You know, everything was had to be everybody. They wanted everybody to work, and so I went over to Goodyear, and we had 2 rooms there in the house with Angela Holland, and you on 7th Street. You remember
mm-hmm.
that? Just 2 little old rooms, and I stayed in those 2 rooms. Of course, I stayed with Mama lots down on 5th Street. You can just walk through the back alley. There. And I guess I worked for about a year while he was gone.
And you worked at Goodyear Mill? Were they still producing the same type of
yes,
stuff?
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because
they had to have that stuff for the tires and all these big implements, you know.
When the men left for war, were there most of the men in Cedartown were gone?
Yeah.
So most of the women took over their jobs in the mill? Or?
No, I don't think that. I don't think they'd even let them do that, you know.
But a lot of women came to work.
Mm-hmm. And then some of them went to, when they went into service, well, they found that there's something wrong with them, and so they sent them back home. You know, they had so many days. That's the reason Barney never did go. Now, Lon went, and he stayed overseas. And Lon and Harry could sort of correspond with each other when they went overseas, but when they'd make a trip out of it and say, I'll meet you at so-and-so, he could they could never
find each other. During the war, was it harder times on your family, money-wise, and everything? And
not so much that, but everything was rationed. Just like gas for cars, if you had one, which we didn't have one. Barney and Cricket always had a car. Then we would give our stamps to, like, Barney, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you'll take us to so-and-so, you know, in different areas like that. And meat was rationed, and sugar, and coffee, you know.
When was the first time that you can remember ever going to Atlanta?
We went to Atlanta all the time because Aunt Nancy, that's Papa's brother, I mean sister, she'd always come to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd always let us come to see her sometimes. And then she'd let us call us or get us word to come to see her. And we'd go stay with her. And sometimes... just Luther, me and Luther were sick.
How old were you when you were allowed to do that?
Well, now, by ourselves, we was up pretty good like 12 and 13.
Yeah.
Like that.
What did you think of the city of Atlanta when you first saw it?
Well, I really thought Atlanta was something, and to get to go to Richards or Davison's, you know, was really a treat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
was Atlanta mostly mill town too, or did they do...
No, they had some sections of mill town.
And they did they do a lot of railroad in Atlanta?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Lots of iron works and stuff like that, you know.
Uh-huh. So during the war, while Pawpaw was gone, you worked for a year until he came back home.
Mm-hmm.
When he came back home, he went to work for Lockheed.
Well, he worked for Goodyear just a little while, and then he went on to Lockheed.
And he worked there the remainder of his life.
Yes.
Can you remember anything about the Great Depression?
Well, you know, I was real young back in that period of time, and we didn't, you know, with the kids bringing their little bit, you see, they brought in a little bit of pay, but groceries was awfully cheap, and so we had plenty of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama usually had a cow. We had butter and sweet milk and buttermilk and cornbread, and this is what we was raised on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And back in those days, when you bought a pound of steak, it's enough to feed all 9 of ours.
Mm-hmm.
10 were Mama. And by the time she fried that steak, I don't know whether they just, you know, give her extra, but there's steak for every one of us. And we had biscuit, steak, and gravy, and potatoes, you know, which made a good meal.
So the Depression did not hit your family?
Not really.
Really hard.
Uh-huh. Not really hard.
Can you remember that?
Now, there were people in Goodyear Village that was getting free foods.
Mm-hmm.
Like free foods from Goodyear would have truckloads brought in, but we never got any of the food.
Yeah.
Now, we was not classed you know.
Loan up.
And they always said, oh, well, she's got plenty of money. She didn't have plenty of money. I'm talking about my mama now. She didn't have plenty of money, but she kept us clean and nice looking when we went out. We was number one.
Yeah.
And so, seems like Luther got the best dressed boy, the best looking boy in high school.
So y'all were lower class family.
Yeah.
But she would not let y'all think like a lower class family.
No, sir. We was the best.
Y'all's family values were
good.
Yes.
And so this is what helped us so much. We never did get down, you know, our spirits never did get down, because she kept us up here, you know.
How do you think that a lot of people that had the kids your age that were lower class too did not send their kids to school? By her sending y'all to school to better you and Luther, she wanted y'all to finish school.
Oh, yes. She made us go every day.
And she did not want you to be a worker.
No.
Like that.
No.
If your father did not die, y'all would have probably been farmers.
Well, he probably would have made some changes, but he just wasn't a damn person either, you know.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about Pawpaw being at war. When he came home,
he came home, he said, well, now we're going to start a family now. You're not going back to work again.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't even go work a notice. I didn't ever go back to work again. I never did work again until Harry was, seemed like in the third grade. And Sybil asked me if I wanted to come and help her. She'd teach me everything she knew.
Being a nurse.
Uh-huh. So that's what I did.
Probably the biggest myth in the South, would you think that most of that Southern people were hard workers?
Oh, yes, I think they were real hard workers. And I think that's why people hired these girls and boys so easily, because they were hard workers.
Did you believe that people from the South worked harder than people in the North?
Well, I just believe they did. It's just like when I went to work for Dr. Elliott. I never missed a day, ever missed a day from being sick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mama always taught us, you know, if you can get there, you know, maybe you can work. And so this is why I just never was out sick. I just thought, well, heck, I'm proud to have a job,
mm-hmm.
you know.
My father was born in
Rome.
In Rome, what year do you?
I don't know what year that was.
46.
Let's see. He's 2 years older than me. Let's see. He was born in.
Now my father.
Oh, yeah.
He was born in 46.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When he was born, y'all lived in the village still.
Mm-hmm.
Remained to live in the village until he was 4 or 5.
No, he was hardly 3, I think, when we moved out here.
Okay, and then you've moved to the country in this same house.
We had bought this house before. But we didn't move out here till he was nearly 3, and I'm going to have to take a break.
Okay. We're talking about civil rights.
The NRA, and this is when President Roosevelt's Recovery Act, you know,
mm-hmm.
and nearly everybody in the village, of course we didn't have one, but on their windows you'd see NRA, and I can't think. It was the National Recovery Act.
Mm-hmm. What did they do?
Helped them recover, I reckon, from depression and with the new laws and everything that was coming out. But Roosevelt was the one that started all this stuff, you know, and was going to try to fix it where the mothers would that didn't have anything would have a pension.
Mm-hmm.
And in other words, they're going to see that they're fed somehow if they need it, you know. And but I don't remember all that stuff.
Yeah.
I know when he went in office,
did he try to help
closed all the banks.
Yeah. Did he try to help a lot of blacks?